Africa, especially the savanna regions of Africa, are quite unique in the world in that these vegetation fires are a very normal part of these ecosystems, but they also emit a lot of pollutants. And one of those pollutants is nitrogen dioxide, which in the atmosphere, in the lower atmosphere, it's involved in a number of respiratory diseases. And it also causes the formation of other gases like ozone, which if you think about smog, a lot of what's in smog is ozone. And though that's great in the upper atmosphere, where it protects us from solar radiation, in the lower atmosphere, it's another air pollutant. And it actually causes between 10 and 20,000 premature deaths in Africa every year.
So tell us, in a nutshell, what your study discovered.
Usually what we see is as countries grow economically, they emit more air pollutants, a lot of it from driving your cars or increasing electricity production, things like that. But we find that during the dry part of the year, when these vegetation fires are happening, we're seeing a decrease.
I know that some fires are a natural feature of savanna ecology, but most fires are human caused, right, by nomads. Why do they set these fires?
The reasons why people do that is sometimes set small fires to prevent large ones from happening. In other cases, these grasslands are used for livestock, so burning these fires can be helpful to improving the nutrient cycling in these systems and helping produce more forage for those livestock.
Oh, you'd think that unburned grass would be more appetizing as forage.
You would think, but after burns, the fire does a nice job of remineralizing a lot of nutrients. And so the grasses that grow the next year are just going to be that much tastier.
So again, what are the main reasons why there are fewer fires in these savanna areas now?
One is that every year you're going to get a different amount of rainfall. And if that dry season is shorter, you're just not going to have as much fire. But probably more important factor is human activity. Humans have changed the way that they interact with this savanna landscape. So in the past, people will be setting fires to manage the landscape and to make it more productive. But now there's more and more cropped agriculture. So people are planting crops like maize. And in those cases, they aren't setting fires to the same degree. And as villages grow and population density increases and there are more roads, there's more infrastructure that people want to protect from fires. So as a consequence, we're seeing this kind of socioeconomic change and a reduction in the amount of fires that are occurring. But the one thing to note is that this is really a phenomenon that's happening only during the dry season. These are the most polluted months of the year in these regions. But if we look at the rainy season, when there aren't fires occurring, there is still an increase in NO2 and air pollution generally as more fossil fuel is being burned. So there's a good news story for part of the year, and it is the part of the year where air pollution is most dangerous, but it's a little bit more nuanced.
And you expect this trend to continue?
There may be a point, and we expect there'll be a point where the anthropogenic emissions start to outweigh the reductions that we're seeing in fire. But what we're seeing now is this sort of opportunity. So we have a little bit more time to try to implement the kind of policies that could prevent worse air pollution from occurring. And hopefully some of these greener energy technologies can be implemented and will leapfrog over some of the dirtier, older technologies and avoid some of the air pollution events that occurred in other countries when they grew economically.
You sound hopeful.
I am. The history is one which might lead you to be a little bit less hopeful. If you look at the instances in China or India, it was only when air quality got to be extremely bad that policies started to be implemented to avoid those air pollution events. But I think we've seen a lot of opportunities for innovation in Africa, and a lot of them have been taken up, leading to better outcomes in the future. And hopefully this can be another one of them.